Ezekiel Elliott, and he's got an opening. Elliott, off to the races. Can they catch him? No, they can't. Touchdown.
Tie a 3-0 win at Sylvester for three. Oh! Oh! With 5.1 to go.
Here's Fields with time in the end zone.
A single season record of 14 set by Vernon Golston in 2000.
8 seconds to go. Kraft with Paolo defending. Now a switch off. He's got Niang on him with three. He better hurry. Puts up the shot. And he hits it with 0.2 seconds to go. Wow.
Inbounds Turner, left side of the backboard. Turner crossed the timeline, throws it from high on the right.
He hit it just inside of half court.
They go for the ball game. Touchdown! Michael Jenkins on 4th and 1. Would you believe it? Craig Krenzel strikes with 1.5 minutes left. Holy Buckeye!
This is the Bunch of Nuts podcast featuring Dan Smith and Big Cass. Let's get nutty!
Hello and welcome back to another big episode of the Bunch of Nuts podcast. I'm Dan, here with my pal Big Cass, and a lot of crazy stuff has gone down. When we recorded, we believed, you know, football was done. It still appears football is done for the fall, but just a lot of stuff has come to light recently regarding the Big Ten. We have tomorrow the protests going down in Chicago where Sean Wade's dad, the Nebraska parents, Iowa parents, most likely Tennessee Jeff, I believe, is going to be there. It's going to be an interesting day tomorrow, probably by the time you're listening to this podcast. A lot of stuff's going down, but it's been a crazy week, Cass.
Yeah, it has. It's been really crazy. Before we get into it, anybody that listens to the show, if you listen to 97.1, tune in to the greatest morning show alive, The Morning Juice, with Brandon Beam, Bobby Carpenter, and our man, Anthony Schlegel. Dude, if you don't listen to that show in the morning, you're going to have an effed up day. That show, I am so glad the fan put that show on. Those three guys worked so well together, and it's so fun to listen to.
It's better than Golic and Wingo. I mean, there's nothing worse I hated than listening to that show in the morning.
So listen to that show. They get me, you know, they get things, the ball rolling. And that you're talking about today, about the whole Big Ten thing. They had Randy Wade on, Sean Wade's dad, who's leading the charge of this Big Ten parents protest up there in Chicago. I wish I could go. Dan wishes he could go.
Our boy, I work full time.
Yeah, we work full time. Even though I have the day off, it's still – think about it. I got off work today at 6. I mean, that would have been a long drive. I mean
– I just feel like it isn't – I want to go, but also I realize – it's not our place, it's about the parents and Tennessee Jeff. Those are the people we're sending to represent Buckeye Nation. Tennessee Jeff probably could do more than 500 of us combined. He's like a Green Beret, but like a fan version of a Green Beret. Like we got him out there. He's gonna, you know, take charge. But I mean, really, I just want to get into – I just want to piece together the entire timeline just so everyone can kind of wrap their heads around this, because it's been a crazy week. There's been so much misinformation too. And honestly, I'm not sure what's right or wrong. But essentially, it all started the day after we recorded our episode last week. Sir Yacht, who, you know, is a Cleveland personality reporter – not a reporter, but like a – a sports personality. Nice guy. I've actually been DMing him, gotten to know him a little bit. He's pretty cool, like nice guy for the most part. I think he's been getting some flack. But apparently, you know, he started this whole thing off because he has quite of a following, basically saying, oh, you know, Big Ten football is going to be played this year. Caused a crazy wild storm. People call him a liar. Some people are saying, no, it's right. Barstool's reporting, you know, they're hearing stuff from sources. Then, you know, you have Austin Ward with Letterman Rowe saying, no, this is not going to happen. Then we also have Zach Smith chime in saying, it's not going to happen. But it's interesting because everyone has different opinions and different, like, sources. Zach Smith obviously has the coaches side of the thing, and he's explaining it. If you listen to his podcast, I've actually been hooked on it because his perspective's amazing. Just like all the reasons why, basically, got to listen to them in society. But just all the reasons why, from a coaching perspective, why it wasn't going to work. But then, meanwhile, we have Jeff Snook come out and, you know, release probably three bombshell articles. So it's just been nuts.
If anybody has a reliable source out of any of those, that's a great deal, who's been in the game a long time, it is Jeff Snook. I mean, but you got one way here, one way there, one way there. There's so much going on right now. Everybody's like scratching their heads. Even people at work are coming to us saying, what is going to happen? What is going on? I was like, you know what? The Big Ten right now is a shit show. And it's completely a shit show. And then the letter that came out, what, Saturday?
The letter itself, well, no, the petition came out Sunday from Justin Fields.
Yeah.
We have, that is almost at 300,000 signatures, which I'm kind of surprised it kind of slowed down a lot, because Sunday when you looked at it, that was going nuts. I mean, it was like, it looked like that was going to hit 1 million views, and then it's kind of slowed down, which is odd. I think Buckeye Nation needs to get that back going. But the letter got released yesterday by Kevin Warren, which...
No, I'm talking about the letter to the parents' letter to the team.
Yeah, great point. Yes, that did get released Saturday.
And then Iowa released theirs, Penn State. I mean, and then Justin Fields' petition, and then Penn State's AD said, I don't even know if there was an actual vote. Minnesota's president said, I didn't vote it down. Ohio State's president said they didn't vote down. Penn State said that they didn't vote it down. What is the thing is, we needed answers. And
who voted?
Who voted? Kevin Warren came out, still discussed, brought up factual and stats of COVID-19, and the reason why we didn't want to play, but didn't answer any of our questions.
Didn't answer the questions. The stats he referred to and everything are skeptical at the best. I mean, a lot of experts have been refuting that. Bobby Carpenter actually went and graded his paper, gave him. And by the way, the grammar police, I am sick of, because I posted a video which banged, by the way. I had like 15,000 views, just me going just mad at Kevin Warren for the letter. And I spelled amateur wrong, and I apologize. I know how to spell. I have a degree in journalism, but I am sorry, Twitter. I am like, the grammar police need to get off my back. That I'm sick of you people like going at me, going at people because they spell stuff wrong. It's not a formal article, all right? It's a tweet. Get off my back. But Bobby Carpenter went in and basically reviewed Kevin Warren's paper, and that's okay. I mean, that's okay. We'll allow it.
What he did on that paper was completely light compared to what he did on the show this morning. He was just ripping them up and down, like I just said. You gave us all this factual stuff. You talked about this, blah blah blah, but you didn't answer the questions.
He dodged it.
He kept dodging it. That's why the plan. And then he dodged a question basically about his son. It's okay for his son to continue to practice for Mississippi State. Oh, it's very tough decision between our family, blah, 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 blah. I know it exactly wasn't worded that way, but that's what I got out of it.
Yeah.
Kevin Warren should resign now. He hasn't even been in office 4 months, it seems like.
He's not even in Chicago. He's hiding in his house right now in Minnesota or whatever he's from. He's a coward. He is a coward. He is a dumbass. He is inept. He is not qualified for this job. He's doing the bare minimum. He is making this political too, which, by the way, that's a whole different story. I'm not trying to create a whole political, you know, debate.
But the fact that he said, we really encourage our student athletes to vote.
Who the hell are they going to vote for? We're going to vote you out, Kevin Warren. Get him out. Like, if we could vote, if they could vote, they would vote him out. The election's one thing. Like, and there wasn't even a vote. There wasn't even a vote, too. So, like, this guy's talking about democracy and stuff, and there's not even a vote, apparently, on the fall football season. No one can decide to fire this guy, but go honestly, vote in the election because apparently it's the government's fault.
And honestly, throughout the Big Ten and what we've been hearing, the only three teams that I think are seriously not wanting to play, Michigan State because they feel like they would lose a lot of money because they just hired a new head coach at a wrong time, Rutgers, and Maryland. Those are the only three schools that I hear negativity about. Those are the three that don't want to play.
And if that's the case,
there's 11 teams.
What makes me furious too, it's not even the fact that these teams are affecting the season. That's one thing. It's the fact that they don't want to play football. Why are you in the Big Ten if you think sitting out a season is going to make your football team better? You do not get better at things in life by not doing them. Yes, you might get slaughtered by Ohio State and Penn State 60-0, but you're not going to get better if you don't play these teams. You might as well go to the Sun Belt.
Hey, who appreciates getting their ass whooped 77-7? Bowling Green, Ohio. A guy at work who's a diehard Notre Dame fan, hates Big Ten, hates Ohio State, he said, you know what the Big Ten ought to do? The Big Ten ought to take the three teams that desperately do not want to play, Michigan State, Rutgers, and Maryland, call the MAC, get the two MAC champions, because I guarantee it OU and whoever else was in the
Miami.
Miami and Toledo or Central Michigan would want to play. Get them in the Big Ten. Get their money. The MAC will get the money for those. Allow them to play. Allow the eight other schools to play, the 11 other schools in the Big Ten to play. Why can't we do it?
And the problem is, people are saying, oh no, there's TV contracts and all that stuff. That is such a lie because you know how much money these TV
companies. You know how much Notre Dame's going to lose this year for joining the ACC?
These TV companies are smarter than this. They understand it's a business. They would absolutely work with the Big Ten without a doubt because they're gonna get nobody if they don't play. So you might as well try to, you know, partner up with other TV networks and try to at least revenue split or share some of the profits. Trust me, that is not an issue of the TV contracts. The issue is the commissioner Kevin Warren is power tripping, and it's just ridiculous because this guy is brand new, yet he's you know, it's like a new guy coming in trying to really make a statement, but all he's doing is making an ass of himself.
Exactly. And the thing is if I'm a parent of a student athlete in the Big Ten, keep applying the pressure. Be up there every day applying pressure to the Big Ten where you're basically going to say, hey, we're going to play somehow. This notation, yeah, the late January I've seen where they're playing in dome stadiums. Okay, that's fine. If you wanted to do a bubble-type season – with dome stadiums, shouldn't you have thought about that when you canceled the Big Ten tournament?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just don't understand how they're going to make this work because the only person who's actually proposed anything, and it wasn't even that crazy hard of a proposal, but it was still good, was Jeff Brohm. Jeff Brohm put pen to paper, and I'm curious what Purdue's been on all this because they've been practicing like they've wanted to play. They've their coach is the only one who's actually, you know, actually come up with like a proposal. And, you know, when you looked at when, you know, the whole report between Jeff Snook and Sir Yacht, they kind of, you know, came out with the fact that there was that six teams that agreed to play. And it was Ohio State, Penn State, Indiana, Iowa, Nebraska, and Wisconsin. Apparently that's the six teams. They had enough teams to play that, you know, that 10-game schedule. Purdue was nowhere to be seen, which I found very odd. I feel like they could have definitely got Purdue in there, and then all they would have to do is just basically convince Michigan. And then you have eight teams easily right there, and that's more than enough. But they had enough for that 10-game schedule. So it's just very interesting to me, kind of, you know, where has been a team like Purdue?
Exactly. It's just – it's nuts. I mean, Purdue's quiet. Illinois is quiet. I mean, like I said, where is Purdue, like you said, and where are these other Big Ten schools? I want to hear from you. What are you thinking? And Kevin Warren, like, just give us an honest answer. Quit beating around the bush and just give us an honest answer.
And it's – his letter was just – it was the bare minimum. It really was. Like, he released that as a news dump at, like, 6 p.m. on the 19th. It was actually 5 o'clock Chicago time, actually. So 5 o'clock Central time. So that's how you know it was a real news dump, 5 o'clock at the end of the day. Just because the Big Ten parents, you know, demanded that they get a deadline. And kudos to the Big Ten parents for, you know, pressing him on that. But we still need more answers. He cannot just write a letter and do a half-hearted interview and just, you know, that's it. This is not going to blow over. We need to know, the fans need to know how you're going to make, you know, this winter spring league work, which it's, if we're truly going to do that, I will be all in on it. And I'm sure the NCAA will consider, you know, when looking at national championships, they will look at the totality, I guess, of both the fall and the spring league. But the fact that we haven't gotten any guidance on the spring league is just very disturbing to me.
It is big time. It's really disturbing. It's heartbreaking. Just like the change is heartbreaking video that Ohio State released, that was narrated by Justin Hilliard and Jonathan Cooper. I ain't gonna lie, I shed some tears on that. But during all this midst of big time news, people saying, "Oh, Ohio State's done for. They're not gonna get anybody out there." But guess what? 2022 athlete target Deshaun McCullen from McCullough. I think I said that right. Overland Park's Blue Valley North High School. Boom. Committed to Ohio State. CJ Hicks. Boom. Committed to Ohio State. Both are five-star athlete players for the Buckeyes. Don't give me this BS that Ohio State's is going to take a back seat. I don't care. Ohio State is still going to get the recruits, because if you see the changes video, you see the way that Ryan Day cares about this football team, what Justin Fields has done for this football team in the midst of all this, and even Gene Smith coming out there saying he's still going to fight. He's going to fight. It may be half-ass fight, but at least he's out there fighting, trying to get some sort of a season, even if it's in January.
I think Gene Smith has gotten very unfair treatment by everyone, because he's in a no-win situation. He has no leadership, yet they are his superiors. You're dealing with – it's like The Office, and Gene Smith is like Jim, and like Kevin Warren is like Michael Scott. And the new president is like Jan. Like they're just non-existent and incompetent. And Gene Smith is more than capable, And I think he really, you know, came close to piecing this all together. But unfortunately, it's just – it was too much. You cannot rally the troops when, you know, Kevin Warren has basically made it his mission to undermine the conference.
Exactly. And it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. And even if there is some sort of fall, winter, spring, Justin Fields came out and said he's undecided. I mean, I don't blame him. But this notation that people are still think that this is going to hurt Ohio State, I don't think it is. It might hurt other Big Ten schools, but it's not going to hurt Ohio State. I mean,
I think it actually might help Ohio State. Now I'm thinking about it, because I don't think Ohio State's recruiting will drop off just because they have so much infrastructure and money, and they have such a like such great facilities and the reputation. I don't think that's going to really affect them. They might lose a recruit or two, like the one kid, Adali or whatever, who just flipped right or decommitted right after the whole Big Ten announced they weren't going to play anymore. That's one thing, but I don't think it's going to hurt Ohio State at all. I think if anything, it will help them because you ready for this? It's going to hurt other Big Ten teams. I think it's going to hurt like the Purdue's, Indiana's, these middle tier Big Ten teams, and maybe even like a Michigan, like because they're not going to get. Well, Michigan's still going to get.
Here's the teams I don't think it's going to hurt. The teams that are fighting to play. Penn State, Ohio State, Iowa, Wisconsin, Nebraska, Michigan. Those are the schools that I don't think it's going to hurt because they're out there advocating and fighting. It's going to hurt Purdue, Northwestern. Where is Northwestern? You're supposed to be the brains of this operation.
Yeah, that's a great point. And Pat Fitzgerald, too, like he's a great coach. He's a big-time football guy. I feel like he should have more say because like he's a well respected coach. I haven't heard anything from him.
So here's this notation we were talking about, like if Rutgers don't want to play, Illinois and Michigan State don't want to play, and we call the MAC, I would guarantee you that Ohio University or Miami or Toledo or Western Michigan or Eastern Michigan would have more wins than Rutgers in the Big Ten. Hands down.
Yeah.
Here's my theory on why Rutgers doesn't want to play this year. They don't want to go 0-10.
I don't think they would go 0-10 because I think their team's pretty solid. Like, that's a big jump.
They're going 0-10.
They
would go 0-10.
I don't think they would go 0-10 because they got some good players. They got a lot of like ex-OSU recruits now on the team. Shiano's obviously a better coach.
Okay, 1-9.
2-8. 2-8 they would go. 2-8. They would maybe 3-7. Wait, no. Oh wait, oh yeah. If we're doing the new big, I guess the Big Ten schedule that was the 10-game schedule, I would say at best 3-7.
I'm looking it up right now. Rutgers 10-game schedule, if it was out. Okay. I'm going to go down the list, the 2020 schedule for Rutgers. Rutger. As Brandon Beam would say, and Timmy Hall. All right. Rutger would have to – dude, they're going 0-5 the first five games.
Let's hear it.
Nebraska, Ohio State, Maryland, Michigan, Penn State.
They might beat Maryland.
Maryland's better than what you think.
They could beat Maryland.
And then Purdue, Michigan State, Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin.
They could beat Indiana.
Indiana's Purdue, better. Maryland, I think they would have a better chance
of beating Michigan State. Those are the four teams that like it's possible.
I think the two teams on their schedule that they could possibly beat is three teams. Maryland, Purdue, Michigan State. That's it.
Indiana would be a stretch. I mean, their quarterback's pretty sick. I think he's probably I think they projected him to be the
Indiana. Okay.
Michael Pete.
Their home games would have been Nebraska, Michigan, Penn State, Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin. They weren't winning any of these. They weren't winning in any of the road games. So they would beat Indiana or Illinois, my opinion.
2-8. I think, yeah. 2-8. 2-8 would be realistic. They would sneak 2 wins in there, but like barely. But it's just like, okay. But it brings me back to my point. Like, if you're Greg Schiano, obviously you know that you're not going to be good. But like, if you're trying to develop a quarterback, like, you need to play him against the Big Ten. You need to play him against competition.
You needed to play.
That's talking Rutgers. I think we spent way too much on Rucker. But in other news, the attorney for Justin Fields, well, who did the Justin Fields waiver, he's doing the FOIA request, kind of handled by, the Big Ten parents. I mean, they are Freedom Information Acting. Every single Big Ten school, Kevin Warren, they're going through emails, texts, everything. Just to see, trying to get to a reason why the season was canceled. If they uncover something like that, it's like for political or something shady going on, Kevin Warren's going to be in big, big trouble, which means, buy your fire Kevin Warren shirts now. We got them posted on our Twitter page, fire Kevin Warren. And, obviously, we're all Ohio State fans listening to this, but if you somehow happen to be a fan of another team, like if my guy Bob from fan of that team up north listening, we got a fire Kevin Warren shirt in that maize and blue for you. We got it in Iowa,
Big Ten colors,
all the Big Ten colors. I mean, even the schools that aren't fighting. If you're still a fan of those schools and want a shirt, buy a shirt. We got them for you.
Are the Ohio State ones going to be red and gray?
They are red and black. Red and black, yeah.
Cool.
Black writing.
Cool beans. But yeah, get the shirt. I'm getting mine. I ordered mine. I'm sure Dan's got his ordered.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be rocking them as soon as we get them. And I mean, I got a couple guys at work that loved them that I think they're going to be ordering them. So it's fire Kevin Warren. And it's not, I thought he could possibly, when he became the commissioner, I thought he could change things. Granted, we had this pandemic, blah, 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 but this is stupid. He completely, not a good way to start your career as the Big Ten commissioner. I want Jim Delaney back. Do you think Jim Delaney would be playing this fall?
It's tough to say. It really is. I think he would want to play.
I think he would be playing.
I think he would push for it. But I don't know. I can't say for certain just because – and I think we look at him kindly in hindsight. I don't think he was the greatest commissioner. Just looking back on it, he was solid. He wasn't great, but he wasn't bad. He was just average.
He brought the Big Ten Network. He expanded the Big Ten. Created the Big Ten Championship. That's what he's known for, and did great things. But he should have got Syracuse instead of Rutgers. If we would have got Syracuse, you still had that New York market.
Mm-hmm. But what? What bugs me too about all this, really about Kevin Warren right now, is people people saying, oh, he's new and everything, but like, he's not that new. He assumed the Big Ten commissioner duties in September 2019. He assumed the elect duties in 2019, but then he's officially assumed the commissioner position in January. But he's had plenty of time to adjust. Like, imagine if, like, a governor or, like, a president had basically a whole year to basically not do anything and then make one important decision and still flop on it. That's basically what has happened with Kevin Warren. And he's still hiding. He hasn't really mentioned anything about his son playing, which I cannot wait. Imagine this scenario, Cass, and I post this on Twitter. It's it's January 2023. January 1st, 2023. Outback Bowl's playing, and it's like that team up north, because they're going at best the Outback Bowl. Let's be honest. That bowl has their name written all over it. It's the team up north versus Mississippi State, because Mike Leach has that program rolling now. And his Powers Warren, whatever his name, Powers Warren, his son, is running the seam up the middle. Safety just comes out of nowhere, pops him. Justice targeting. That's for the Big Ten, baby. Like, I would be all for that. Like, it's like the Javion Clowney hit, but on Kevin Warren's son.
I've got this thing. Hypothetically, Brendan White, safety for Rucker. Rucker somehow goes 6-6. Mike Leach and the Mississippi State Bulldogs go 6-6. They both meet up in the Pinstripe Bowl, and Brendan White completely targeting penalty on Powers Warren in the Pinstripe Bowl.
And I'm sorry, we gotta wish bad against Powers Warren, but like, it's fair. It's football. I mean, it's football, baby. I mean, it's too dangerous. If it's too dangerous for Big Ten athletes to play because of COVID, then, I mean, I guess it's fine for you to take a helmet-to-helmet hit. Like,
I'm still scratching my head, because now you're going to start, even in the South, yeah, we're going to have our attorneys fighting for us to play in the Big Ten. You're going to start seeing attorneys of college students and parents saying, hey, you're allowing athletics, but you're not allowing in school, in class, classes. North Carolina having problems. Syracuse is having problems because of their players and coaches. Florida State's having problems with their players, coaches. Oklahoma just came back in practice. 9 players tested positive.
I mean, there's so many ways legally they can really go after the Big Ten, whether it's loss of value.
Not even the Big Ten. It's the NCAA. I mean, yeah. I think it's gonna come down now. I don't think the NCAA is going to crown a national championship this year.
I mean, I could see that, I think they're going to cancel the playoff. Because what's the point of having the playoff? The playoff's a huge moneymaker. It's like, you know, it's a tournament. There's no point of having the playoff if one.
Only two conferences are in it.
Only two conferences. That completely defies the point of the playoff, one. Two, if fans can't go, they're losing so much money. And three, the actual championship will be in question. I mean, I think the only way to do it is if the Big Ten, you know, and if the Pac-12, I guess, if these
they're
conferences
– they're done.
I think they are done too. I think – but the Pac-12 is completely different, because I think they've actually – their commissioner has done a good job, because he's come out. He's explained it. Mm-hmm. He's explained – they've had issues too with people catching it when they've worked out and everything. They've had to call. They have had to cancel like lifting and everything. So their players, I don't think, are even close to ready. But the Big Ten, they were ready. Everyone was pretty much for the most part ready, or at least Ohio State was, in some of these schools. The schools that weren't ready didn't want to be ready, or two, they're just never ready. Like Rucker, Michigan State, all these teams with new coaches, they're never going to be ready. Like, they just need to play.
Yeah, all in all. Here, as much as it pains me to say this, just cancel it all. Just cancel it all. The NFL is not going to cancel, because it's the NFL and they're money hungry. Just cancel all collegiate sports for fall, all the way around, and start everything back up in January. Start college basketball, have them do a half a season in January. And we'll just start the whole year over. I mean, as much as it pains me to say that, that's the only way it's going to solve, I think, make some sort of solution for all this. In my
opinion. It's either my three options. Option one, reinstate the fall season. Just play the freaking season, Big Ten.
That's not going to happen.
Because that's not going to happen because just inept leadership and just people in power are morons. Two, push hard to play the spring season. You know, let the SEC and ACC play their season. Cancel the playoff, though. Let whatever teams that need to push it back to the spring play in the spring, and then we take a national championship vote after everything. Or you have to, or you do two national championships, one in the fall, one in the spring. That's fine with me too.
Or just have one in the spring.
It'll be like the old days where, like, you don't know who won that year because, like, five teams claimed the national championship. That's cool. That's fine. Those are the only two really scenarios I can live with. I guess option number three would be kind of what you propose. That's the nuclear option. Just cancel everything. That's the last option as a Buckeye fan I want to see.
Well, that's obviously that last option I want to see, but that's the way I see it's going to happen. Option C is what's going to happen, in my opinion, and that's canceling everything. Don't give me this crap, Dabo Swinney, that the national championship is going to still mean the world. You just got a free pass. You just avoided the Buckeyes.
How funny it would be if they lost to, like, Notre Dame and, like, North Carolina.
how funny it would be if they just lost to Notre Dame.
Which – I don't understand how Notre Dame's going to play. Like, how is Notre Dame – we need to talk about this too. How is Notre Dame able to make this all work? Because, you notice this? Because they had the national contract on NBC. They're able to get that move. They're able to get into a new conference.
Well, not even that. Think about the teams that are in the ACC that are in Big Ten country. Yeah. Louisville, now Notre Dame. Pitt, Syracuse.
Yeah, it's how are they able to play? How is Cincinnati able to play? Like, I just don't understand that because Notre Dame, their campus, it's going crazy with cases right now. But, like, everything's proceeding fine. But Ohio State, for the most part, you know, cases have been non-existent for the most – like, yeah, for a school, zero, basically zero. I mean, obviously some students have moved in and they've gotten it. Like, that's going to happen. That's just – when you live in a city the size of Columbus.
Which, by the way, Franklin County is, according to the governor today, Franklin County is on a very good downward spiral, according to COVID cases.
It's just mind-blowing because it's like when you live in a city like Columbus, a city of this size, like one of the bigger cities in America, like a top 20 city, huge city – We're doing pretty well with the COVID cases when we can't have football. But Notre Dame, whose campus is like now popping like crazy for COVID, I believe they have to, you know, suspend on the classes in person. They're proceeding. They're not even batting an eye. They're able to change TV contracts, conferences. Like, think about this. People have been begging Notre Dame to join a freaking conference, and it took this. A time of uncertainty and craziness for them to join a conference. Yet Ohio State, who has, you know, just as good as infrastructure, has had better results with the COVID cases, better, you know, probably better facilities, everything. We can't play football because Kevin Warren? That doesn't make any sense to me, nor is that fair.
Can't play field hockey. We can't play soccer. Can't play women's volleyball.
It's just, how can Cincinnati be playing football? Like, it's just like, I don't understand how the University how crazy, of Cincinnati.
How crazy is this? In Ohio, we can have high school football. Mm-hmm. We can have the Cincinnati Bearcats. We can have Cleveland Browns. And we can have the Cincinnati Bengals, but no Ohio State.
We can have the Columbus Crew. The Columbus Crew just won 3-0 at MAPFRE, the first game back tonight. We have the Blue Jackets. RIP. Thanks for blowing another, you know, lead, guys. That was frustrating. That's a whole nother story. But we can have all these other sports. You know, we have MLB baseball. We have, I guess the Cavs would be playing if they were good, but they're not.
Like, by the way, the Timberwolves got the number one pick.
Okay, interesting. But every team but the one team that everyone basically in the state likes can play.
The one team that football fans in the state of Ohio can agree on when it comes to the state of Ohio. Like, I'm a Bengals fan. I know plenty of Browns fans. But on Saturdays, we're best friends because we love the Buckeyes.
And it's, you know, and in times like this, like, you have the election coming on, you know, the country's divided, you have the virus, you have, like, in times like this, you need something that's going to bring people together. I know one thing, nothing brings people together more than the Buckeyes in the state of Ohio. That is a fact. That is a fact. Like you just mentioned, Cass, whether you're from Cincinnati, Toledo, Cleveland, the middle of a cornfield in East Bumblefuck, you are still most likely going to be rooting for the Buckeyes. And it's just really frustrating because, you know, I come from like the New York area. And when 9/11 happened, I know COVID is a 9/11, but when 9/11 happened, you know, we obviously, you know, there was no sports for a few days, but what brought, you know, New York back was MLB baseball. You know, everyone was cheering for the Yankees and the Mets. And it was just a great, 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 you know, uplifter watching, you know, President Bush come out, throw a first pitch during the World Series. It was a great moment for New York. And, you know, I really think Ohio needs something like that. And, yeah, obviously all these sports teams are great, but there's just something more to be said
about
college athletics.
You know what Ohio needs is Ohio-born, raised kid leading his NFL pro team to the Super Bowl championship this year. And his name is Joe Burrow, the quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals. That's the only way, in my opinion, just because I'm a Bengals fan, that I can almost that much, if you know, Dan and I can see this, that much feel better is if Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals can host the Lombardi this year. Feel that much better. I would feel that much better about Ohio State not.
A lot of people would feel better in Ohio, but it's not or the Browns. I'm sure if either of those teams did that, obviously that would be the greatest moment in probably Ohio sports history. Whatever.
It would be better if the Bengals did it because they have Joe Burrow because he's from Athens, Ohio. And
what about Denzel Ward and OBJ?
Yeah, but.
Yeah,
OBJ doesn't want to be in Cleveland. Who does?
I mean, I like Cleveland. Every time I go there, I'm just like, oh, you know, it's not as bad as I expected. Like, it always exceeds. That's the one great thing about Cleveland. It always exceeds my expectations every time because I have none.
Apparently, you've never been to an Indians Yankees game in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah, they got the bugs and all that great stuff.
Exactly. I mean, now, all the football talk, we got to square away, talk basketball. What's going to happen with basketball?
I am going to lose my mind if they don't play basketball. Just because it's not even the fact that, obviously I love basketball. It's the fact that they've had a fucking year to figure this out. Like, you canceled March Madness. You had a whole year to get this all fixed. And if you don't fix this, I am going to raise hell. I will be the Tennessee Jeff of basketball. I will drive to Chicago and protest in like the middle of December if they cancel the basketball season.
Keep in mind, folks, Dan's the bigger basketball fan than I am. I'm not saying I am I am not a big Ohio State basketball fan. But Dan's bigger Ohio State basketball fan than I am. I'm probably a little bit more football than he is. But, yes, he would be the Tennessee Jeff of Ohio State basketball if we don't play.
I mean, it's just so mad. It's like – it just showed – like, you think the leadership's bad now? Imagine if Kevin Warren had a whole year to figure this out and still dropped the ball.
I think they would play basketball.
They have to. I think they'll bubble.
I think they'll bubble in Indiana or Chicago.
Yeah, I feel like the problem is The one thing I just hate, though, is they're going to be like, oh, but what about their, you know, they can't go to class or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, they have online classes.
Most athletes take online classes.
Everyone takes on. For my NBA, I take online classes. And
I'm getting ready to take online classes.
I've learned the same exact as I do sitting in there. It's just online classes are just as effective. Because, like, when you're sitting in a classroom – like, you're literally going to be looking at the PowerPoint anyway, so, like, you might as well just be comfy and have the teacher share the screen and everything. You're still going to have to do the assignments, which are all due online. Even if you go in person to class, they're all due online. Like, that's just the way it is. Everyone uses Blue Quill or Canvas and all these things. So, other than just getting the experience of going to sit in a classroom, you're still going to be learning the same exact stuff. You're still going to have to read your book, do your essays, do your tests online. They have like ProctorU and everything. They can do everything like that. There's no difference really. It's just kind of a weird societal, you know, snobby expectation that some people think they're too elite, like the Northwesterns and Michigans think they're too elite to not be doing the online classes when really you're just behind the times, chumps. Like it's a great way to learn.
Yeah, it is a great way to learn and everything. So, I mean, it is – they got to have winter sports. I mean, not only basketball, wrestling, ice hockey. Come on. You could bubble. Heck, there's only 8 teams in ice hockey.
Swear to God, they canceled the X Games.
Oh, my goodness.
Nah. I think that's honestly going to be the point of, like, demarcation. If the X Games in, like, February get canceled, there's no hope. There's no hope. There's no hope for next football season if the X Games get canceled.
I mean, we got to have this. We got it. Basketball's got to happen. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm already going stir crazy. My high school football season's up in the air. If the city league can get their stuff together. I mean, come on now. Like, just make Buckeye fans happy again. That's all I'm saying.
I want to give a shout out to, you know, one fan group who I never really understood them. Always thought they were kind of odd bunch. But, like, shout out to the Cornhusker fans. Like, you guys are pretty cool. Like, just getting to know them on Twitter and stuff, seeing them fight alongside with us. Those guys are not that bad. I don't mind them. They are basically Ohio State fans, except just in the middle of a cornfield, a bigger cornfield.
Yep. And then you have Rucker. I mean, Penn State fans are hanging in there with us also. Iowa. Mm-hmm. Even though they got a mess out there with everything that's they're going, I'm just ready for all to end and get it. Let's get things rolling. Parents, keep applying the pressure, please.
Yeah, big, just a huge day tomorrow. I mean, tomorrow is, I think, the last Hail Mary. Tomorrow, either it's something big is going to happen or it's going to quietly, you know, begin to fizzle down. It's one or the other. It's not – this is either going to go away or, you know, there's going to be some big change that happens, I say, tomorrow when all these parents go. It's going to be – I'm going to be curious to see how many parents actually show up because I know some reporters are going. I think Kevin Noon's already in Chicago. I saw that on Twitter. So we're going to see. You know, we're going to see if Buckeye Nation shows up. It's going to be very intriguing because, I mean, I've seen Buckeye Nation show up to playoff games in, obviously, Arizona, Louisiana. You know, they show up anywhere. So we'll see if they're going to be able to make the trek 5 hours on a Friday. The problem is they're doing this on a Friday, and I hate that they're doing it on a Friday because if you did this on a Saturday, I think a lot of more people would go.
I think they're doing it on Friday because they know big people are at Big Ten offices are there. Mm. Except for Kevin Warren.
Coward.
I'm so disgusted with that guy. I just go away.
I hate him. I hate his guts. It's just
like if I ever had a chance to meet him, I'd punch him in his face. No, I wouldn't do that. I don't want to get arrested.
I'd have
a few choice words with him.
I give him the old like I'd reach out for a handshake and be like psych, like I'd be like psych.
I'd have a few choice words.
I want to ask him like I'd be like Kevin Warren, you're really concerned about COVID, but what about the new disease called Ligma? And he's gonna be like, "What? What's Ligma?" I'm like, "Lig my balls!" Like,
oh, on that note,
I think that's where we gotta kind of wind down the show. I'm in rare form tonight.
Rare form. We got things going on. Big things coming up. Hopefully this fall, change some things up. I know last week I said, hey, let's pick the greatest week one games ever all time. How about we just go down to the original schedule, and we've played every single team on our schedule at least once in the history of Ohio State football. So let's go down the list of the schedule during week one, starting with Bowling Green, and talk about the history between Ohio State versus Bowling Green, and then just go down the schedule.
I love that. That is probably the best idea you've had. You know, like you have a lot of good ideas, but that I think is the best idea. We can talk. Yeah, I didn't want to start talking about it because I already know what I want to talk about.
I think next week. Next week we'll just wing it again like we did tonight.
As always.
Who knows? From between now and next Thursday when we record, when you'll be listening on Friday. We might have football.
We might. According to Sir Yacht, it's not over. There will be football. So I am holding out hope to that. The fact that the Gene Smith has been pushing. And the fact that we have the protest going on tomorrow. That is the only thing that's keeping me going insane.
And before we leave here, get your fire Kevin Warren shirt now on Say It Where It Tees. Big Cass is out. Dan is out. Take us out.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Bunch of Nuts podcast. As always, stay nutty and let's go Bucks.